John, chairman of Dundalk Football Club. Good night tonight, the launch of the book by Jim Murphy.
Yeah, excellent attendance here tonight. You know, I think the book is worthy of that. You know, this football club is steeped in history, and I think Jim's got great recognition here tonight. And on behalf of the football club, we thank him for the marvellous publication, but also the fact that all proceeds of the book are going directly to the football club.
Yeah, great history of the club, and you talk about proceeds, and just very quickly moving on to the announced the new prices for stand, season tickets, whatever. Your reaction?
Yeah, I think the season ticket prices are very competitive in relation to other Premiership clubs across the country. I think they're being well received. I think in terms of the increase in the ground, I think, you know, generally speaking, €15 is what's been charged across the country. I think we're in line with that. Maybe a bone of contention out there at the moment is that the increase in the stand price. But if you're going to increase the ground by €5, I think you have to have a simultaneous or corresponding increase in the stand price.
Can you understand some people are unhappy about the fact that it's now €20 into the stand and €15 into the ground? You've the highest prices along with maybe close neighbours. It's a high price admission into the ground. The €20, would you accept that?
I can understand that to a point, but there's a lot of research went into this. First and foremost, our stand season tickets nearly outweigh what's left in terms of seats available in the stand. I think the stand season ticket price is the most competitive out there. People coming up for a one-off game paying €20, I don't think there's any problem with that. I think our core supporters in the stand are by and large concessionary tickets, old age pensioners. The price is pretty much on average across the country. And I think also, more importantly than anything else, the sand season ticket is still the cheapest in this country.
People I've been talking to today, some people have been saying that the prices could turn them away. You don't accept that?
No, I think if you look at the history, and we have done over the last season just gone by, the vast majority of people that sit in the stand are season ticket holders. On average, aside from the three biggest games this season, Shamrock Rovers, Drogheda and Sligo, you're talking about non-concession ticket sales in the region of 40 to 80 people. What we're saying to those 40 to 80 people is the value is now in the season ticket. We offer a pay plan here where you can pay whatever you wish for the next 20 weeks before the season starts to buy that season ticket. The value this season is in the season ticket holders, and we're encouraging people to go out there and buy the season ticket so that they won't be paying those what people perceive as exorbitant prices in terms of the tan. But I think if you go back to